Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. About 8,000 federal workers in Massachusetts who were affected by the partial government shutdown will now return to work with pay. No word exactly on when the back pay from the last month will come in, but President Trump says it'll be very quickly or as soon as possible. One of those workers from Massachusetts is Sajid Sharir, who works for the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Mr. Sharir, thanks for speaking with WBUR.
Thank you.
So first, what's your reaction to this, knowing, you know, you can return to work at least for 3 weeks?
I'd say I'm relieved, but if it's only for 3 weeks, I'm not really celebrating anything at this point. The damage that's been done over the past 35 days, it's going to last a while.
What is some of that damage?
I represent all of the union members of AFGE in Massachusetts as part of the AFL-CIO, and my folks have lost two paychecks worth of pay in the past 35 days, and so most of the people I've spoken to have depleted any savings that they had. They've had to start tapping into loans or TSP benefits or apply for unemployment and miss some credit card payments after the holidays, and that's something that you can't get back.
Is there any concern about that three-week time frame in terms of getting the back pay that your workers need, that you need, and then potentially not being able to get that in time before you're out of work again?
Yeah, I mean, so this is unprecedented. 35 days is the longest shutdown by far that anybody's ever dealt with in the federal government, and we don't know if the pay is going to come in a week or 2 weeks, and rent is due next week, and property taxes are due on February 1st. And with savings depleted, if we get one paycheck and then we're automatically back in this position, folks are going to start looking for other options.
This is not the first government shutdown we've had in the last few years. And we've heard people say that with this continuing resolution, we're just kicking the can down the road again. You've suggested that we might be in the same situation in 3 weeks. How does this affect your workers and worker morale, especially for younger workers?
Yeah, I know younger workers already that I've spoken to, you know, having missed two paychecks, having to pay their student loan bills and being young parents, they, after missing two paychecks, are already starting to look for other work. And, you know, if we go back to work and have to be back out again in 3 weeks, I kind of foresee a staffing crisis down the line.
How confident are you that in 3 weeks anything will be different?
In a word, not.
What happens then in that situation if in 3 weeks we're back in at square one, so to say?
Well, I think at that point, you know, we are going to have a lot more work to catch up on in the next 3 weeks, you know, because we've missed all these deadlines. And then we also want to try and get ahead in preparation for another possible shutdown.
How has this affected operations specifically for people in subsidized housing, people facing housing discrimination complaints or people who file discrimination complaints? How has this affected services for people who rely on housing and urban development in general?
Yeah, I can't even give you a specific number or reaction to that because I haven't been to work and I haven't been able to find out those numbers. But just generally, anecdotally, from folks that I've talked to who are involved in these programs, I know that they are starting to prepare for the possibility that they wouldn't have their housing choice voucher after March. So they're, you know, stocking up on food if they can. They're trying to look for other housing options and saving money in preparation for that sort of thing. And if we don't get ahead of it moving forward, then they'll just be stuck in the lurch again.
That's Sajid Sharir, who works for the Department of Housing and Urban Development in Boston. He's also the vice president for the union representing workers at HUD. Mr. Sharir, thanks so much for speaking with WBUR.
Thank you.